The Gemara says, the Gemara has a question. Mishalmiya, Kibud Avayim Mishalmiya. Is it Mishal Av or Mishal Ben? Why am I making machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda says Mishal Ben, Rabbi Nosson Bar Ishi says Mishal Av. The Gemara brings the maskona, Psak Halacha, that we're talking Kibud Av is Mishal Av. Interesting, Baruch HaShulchan explains, he asks the question, where is the machlokes, whether it is Mishal Av or Mishal Ben? According to the man, Mishal Ben, what is it talking about? He asked a question. He says, if the father has money, then misfara, the tircha is on the father, on the son, and the money financially should be from the father. If the father hasn't got any money, then misfara should be that the son should have to be mechuyav to do kibud avayim, to be given a drink, given to eat, even if the father hasn't got money. And that's brought down in Halacha, the Rambam also brings it down, that kofen oisei, and he has to be zon oviv kfi mashu yochel, v'mein laben ein chayv lachzer apsochim lachilis oviv. He says, if the son hasn't got any money, then he's not mechuyav lachzer apsochim. We'll speak about that later on, about lachzer apsochim, whether he is mechuyav or not. So we see that it's definitely talking about where the father has money. And if the father has money, why should it be that the son has to use, what's the havamina that we should have to use his own money, Mishal Ben? According to the Mandala of Mishal Ben, why should he be using his own money for Kibud Avayim? So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests an interesting explanation. And he wants to say that it's talking about whether the father is a miser. The father has money and the father is a miser. And the chiddush of the halacha is that whereas in tzedakah, a person's mechuyev at tzedakah, if a person has money and he doesn't want to use it, he's not mechuyev to be mekayim in the mitzvah, to give him tzedakah. That's by tzedakah. Whereas by kibud avayim, the man d'omer who holds Mishal Ben holds that you're mechuyev to give out his own money in order to be zon his father, even if the father has the money and doesn't want to use the money, he has to use his own money for it. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains the idea of Mishal Ben. And then the Gemara brings a question. The Gemara asks the Kasha that on the Mount Omer it says, Kabedis Avicha Vesimecho Venema Kabedis Hashem Ehencho Ma'ala Alam B'chisroin Kis Afkan B'chisroin Kis. That the person is mechuyav to give out money for the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. If he's mechuyav to give out money for the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim, so how can you say it's Mishal Av? So the Gemara answers, Lebitl Melocha. For Bitl Melocha, a person is mechuyav to give up his job, his work, in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. In other words, he's not mechuyav to give out his own money for it, but if he's going to lose revochim, he's going to lose any profit, then he's mechuyav to lose his profits in order to go and work for, to go and mekayem the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. Interestingly, there's a Gemara, Tosis brings the Yerushalmi. Tosis brings that there's a mitzvah of Kibud Avayim, and there's a mitzvah of Kabbatis Hashem Mehoincho. Kabbatis Hashem Mehoincho, person's mechuyev to be in the kind of mitzvah of tefillin, mezuzah, sukkah, lulav, mehoincho. If he's got money, he's mechuyev to be in the kind of mitzvah. If he hasn't got money, he's not mechuyev. It's possible for him to borrow the chayfet ha-mitzvah, he's got a chiv to do so. That if he's in a situation where he can't borrow the chayfet, so then oynet shachmona patshe, potter from the mitzvah. However, Tosis brings the Yerushalmi, Tosis brings that kibud avayim is different. Kibud avayim is mashma bein sheyesh limam and bein she'einot. He's mechuyev to the entire mitzvah of kibud avayim, whether he has money, whether he doesn't have money. The heichad lesnei. And the Yerushalmi carries on and says, where he's not got any money, Chayv lachza ala psochim lozon es oviv es vimoy. He's mechuyev to go knocking door to door to be mekayem in the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. So obviously, this is doesn't really stim with the Gemara which we just said, that Kibud Avayim is Mishal Av. So why is he mechuyev lachza ala psochim? The Rosh asks this kasha, and the Rosh explains that the chiyuv of Mishum Bitl Melocha, that a person is mechuyev, the Kibud Av, goes so far that if he's going to lose his parnasa from his job, so then he's taka mechuyev to do Kibud Avayim. In other words, Kol's man that there's money there, he's not mechuyev to go and give out any money. He's mechuyev to use his father's money for the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. through that, he might, through the tircha of doing a mitzvah, he might be losing out on his revochim, on his profits, but then eventually he might even be losing his business. Up to the kach, a person is mechuyev lachzer al hapsochim. That's how the Rosh explains. The kasha on this halacha of the, we brought down by the Yerushalmi, the person is mechuyev lachzer al hapsochim, to go knocking door to door in order to be kind of mitzvah, keep it up our aim. The kasha is from, at all mitzvahs we find that there's a din of kolam mavazvez, ali vazvez, yesi mechoymesh. A person is not mechuyev to go and spend more than a fifth on any mitzvah. So why over here, by kibbutz of aim, is a person mechuyev to spend more than a fifth up to the kach? He's losing his job in order to be the kind of mitzvah of kibbutz of aim. Hidu mitzvah, we find hidu mitzvah at shlish. But where do we find this halacha of chiyuv lachzer al-hapsochim? So we know that there is a chiyuv of lachzer al-hapsochim, the first mishnah in Arvei Psochim. When it comes to the mitzvah of Dalet Kosef, there's a mitzvah up to the kach, a person's mechuyev to go lachzer al-hapsochim, to be shoyev, in order to have 4 cups of wine. And we also know that by the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, a person's mechuyev to go and knock on doors, this person hasn't got money to even kind of mitzvah. The reason being for those mitzvahs, why a person is mechuyev, is those mitzvahs are pirsumi nisa. Even Arba Kosis is also a minion of pirsumi nisa. So a person's mechuyev, lefas mefaneis, to go out and spend all his money on and raise money in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of hadlakas ner Chanukah and Arba Kosis. But the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim, why by the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim? Kosis brings this Yerushalmi, says that where he hasn't got any money, the heichad the lesle chayev lachzer al hapsochim lozon esoviv ve'esima. Why is it that he's mechuyev to go knocking on doors in order to raise money for the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim? We find a similar question on the Gemara earlier. The Gemara brings the mitzvah of pitin aben. The Gemara says, the Braisa, the Gemara brings, Tana Rabbonon, who lift dois or b'noi lift dois? If he's a chi, if he paid a pitin aben himself and his son. So we have a machlokes, whether he comes before his son or his son comes first. Tana Kama says, who called him with noi? And Yudha Oima, b'noi called my, why? Shazem mitzvosoi al oviv, but then mitzvos b'noi alo. The Gemara carries on and says, "Hakol moedim, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Hakol moedim. Kol heicha deleka ela chomish sloim. If he only has 5 sloim for the mitzvah, fitin aben, who koydim levnoi? He comes for my timer. Mitzvah the gufei avifa, a mitzvah which is on his own door, takes preference. So that's why he has to give out the 5 sloim for himself. Clearly, this piece of Gemara is talking about somebody who's only got 5 sloim. He hasn't got anything else." What happened to the din of Kol HaMavazvez Ali Vazvez Yesi Mechoymesh? The Be'er Halacha asked this question. The Achronim give a teret, one of the terutim given by the Marik, is that the mitzvah of Pitin HaBen is different to every other mitzvah. The mitzvah of Pitin HaBen is a mitzvah which is a priyat choyv. It's a choyv to matnas kohuna, a person's mechuyah to give the matnas kohuna to the Kohenim, his meshubah to give this money to the Kohen. This is Pasha, so it's Pasha's boy. He's mechuyev to give this money to the kohen. A mitzvah which is a choyv, even if a person has no money, he's obligated to go and pay up this money. So therefore, there's no din of choymesh. Av choymesh, there's no din of av choymesh. When a person has a debt, a person can't go and say, I've got no money to pay back. I can only give you a fifth of my earnings in order to be able to pay back a debt. No such thing. That's the din by pitting our debt. What is the din? The whole idea of kibbutz of aim. Kibbutz of aim, we find there's a famous Ramban in Parshas Boy, he says that kabbutz of avicha v'simecha, we know that there's 5 mitzvahs on one side of the luchos and 1 luach, and there's the other 5 on the other side of the luchos, on the right and the left. And the mitzvahs on the left are mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro, right? Sirtuch le'signei, sinuch le'sachmoi. And on the right is the mitzvahs which are ben odom la'mokri. And the Ramban explains that the mitzvah of kibbutz of aim, we would have thought, should really go on the other side, together with the mitzvahs ben odom la'chaveiro. However, the Ramban explains that kol ma'ashonu chayovim, the divrei ha'boyei, Ba'atzmoy b'chvoidoy, everything that we're chayav to do is hishlim kol masha anu chayovim b'divrei aboyer ba'atzmoy b'chvoidoy. The mitzvah of kibud av v'em is a mitzvah really ben odin la'amokin. Hukash kvoidoy l'chvoid amokin. V'rotzehu k'dei laharis sha'av hu shutzot l'aboyer. V'anidei kein yechabed Hashem. In other words, the tachlis of the mitzvah of kibud av v'em is ordered to be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis of the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. And the Chayodim brings this down, Tzorech Odom Sheichabed Ov V'imai V'yir Mipneim, Shehukash Kvoidom U'mayrom V'chvoid Shemokin Baruch Hu. Bizman Shehakudosh Baruch Hu Odom Rechabed Ov V'imai, a person honors his father and his mother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma'ale Ani Aleihem Ki'ilu Da'ati B'neihem V'chibduni, as if they honored me. So Ramban explains, that's why the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'im goes on the right hand side of the Luchos, because the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'im is really a mitzvah ben Adam L'Amokim. However, interestingly, we find the Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'im, he starts off and says, mitzvah Kibud Av V'im, he mitzvah gedoyla ma'oid. Mitzvah gedoyla ma'oid, one would have thought the reason why he says it, because the mitzvah sheyesh be'arichas yomim. I want to suggest perhaps another reason why the Rambam, in his Hakdama to the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'im, starts off and says, it's a mitzvah gedoyla ma'oid. The Chayodom carries on and says, in explaining the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'im, he says, Omul Chazal, the kol mitzvahs ha-ben al ha'av, all the mitzvahs that a son does to his father, hu piroin choyv sha-ben chayev lifroya la'oviv ul'imoy ha-tevis shigamluhu. It's a repaying a debt which a person has from his parents, what his parents have done to him. For what his parents have done to him, he has to pay back the choyv. Or mi she'ein emechavdom, somebody who doesn't honor his parents, nikar rosha, tichsev, brings a pasuk which says, loy ve'rosha v'lo yishalim. Somebody who borrows money and doesn't pay it back is called a rosha. So we see over here that the Chayavim suggests that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'im is not just a mitzvah of Ben Adam Lamokain, there's also obviously a mitzvah Ben Adam Lachavera in it. He's repaying his debt. A person has to repay his debt to his parents for all that he's done to him. The Sefer Chinuch brings down both ideas in the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'im. He says that Roy Loy La'odom Shiyakir Yigmal Chesed Misha Osa Imoy Toivo. It's fitting for a person to be Makir Toiv and Yigmal Chesed to the person who's done him a favor. And he shouldn't be a novel or misnaker of a kofli toiva. Shazer midoro mu'usa. It's a very bad thing for a person not to appreciate everything that the parents have done for him. V'sheyiten eliboy ki ha'av ha'em heim sibas ha'yoyse ba'olam. A person should think that his parents are the ones who brought him into this world. V'atem be'emes roi lo'y lasis lem kol kibud v'kol te'ele shriuchav. Ki heim heviru lo'olam. That's why it's fitting for a person to do as much as one can. There's no gather in this mitzvah, Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shiur, mitzvah of Kibud Av V'im. Gam Yigu Boy Kama Yegiyas B'Kapnusa, his parents toiled for him when he was young. U'Ksheikabel Zoy Samidu B'Navshoy, when a person realizes this, Yalem Menon Lahakir Toivas Hakein Baruch Hu, a person will realize the toiva which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to him, Shehu Sibosei V'Sibas Kol Aveisa. So we see over here that the Sefer Chinuch also brings down that the idea is to be, the Matara is to think, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brought us into this world. But besides that, there is this idea of being Makir V'Goy Mel Chesed L'Misha Osa Imay Toivo, of paying back a Choyv to somebody who's done him a Toivo. After that, the Chayodim goes so far to say that somebody who doesn't do the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'im is called a Rosha. So with this in mind, one can perhaps understand this idea of the Yerushalmi who says that the Zechiyev Lachzer Al HaPsochim. The person is Mechuyev to go knocking on doors, from door to door, in order to raise money for the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'im. If a person has a Choyv to pay back, he has to pay back a debt. When he has to pay back a debt, so then he has to go, even if he hasn't got any money, there's no din of a Choymesh. The old din of a Choymesh is when there's a Chayfetz Mitzuyim, which a person has to go and buy. So we say that if he hasn't got the money, then he's potter. Kabed is Hashem Ahoyncho. If he's got the money, he pays the mitzvah. If he hasn't got it, he's not mechuyev. Whereas the mitzvah of Kippur Dovein, the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Priyas Choyv. When it's not a mitzvah of Priyas Choyv, Choyv can be, even if you haven't got any money, it's mechuyev to go and raise the money, lach ve'al ha'psochem, from door to door in order to be mekayim this mitzvah. The Rambam in Perek Vav Mehilchas Mamrim brings down that afilo aviv hoya rosha u'ba'al aveiros, even if his father was a rosha and somebody had committed a lot of aveiros, mechavdoi u'misyorim imenu, he has a chiyuv to honor him and to fear him, even in spite of the fact that he's being a rosha. The Nois Kelim on the Rambam, Agos Maimni, brings down. He says he doesn't understand. We know hukash kvoidoi l'chvoid hamokoi. We know that there's a din, similarly by Mekalil, it's hukash kvoidoi l'chvoid hamokoi. By Kibbutz and by Moira, these three things. And we know that there's a din of nosi ba'amcho loisoi. The person is not allowed to curse somebody ba'amcho. If he's oise ma'asa amcho, if he's within the boundaries of the Torah, then there's a chiyuv, there's an issur to be Mekalil the person. But if he's not, within the boundaries, he's not Eisa Ma'asa Amcho. So there's no din of Chiyuv, there's no Eisa to be Mekalu, and similarly there's no Eisa to be Mechavu. So why is it that the Rambam says that if his father's a Rosha, he's Mechuyuv to be Mechavdoi or Mithyarim, and he's Mechuyuv to honor him and to fear him? So Rav Maimni explains, and he says that the reason is because maybe his father will do Tshuva. Since his father will do Tshuva, so even if now he's a Rosha, nevertheless, since one day he'll do Teshuva, so therefore, even the Mafreya, there was a Chiyuv to do Mitzvah Kibbud Dabareim. Since the Mafreya, there was a Mitzvah, a Chiyuv to do the Mitzvah Kibbud Dabareim, so he should still do, even if he's a Rosha. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down his Halacha, if he's a Rosha, but he's a Mechuyuv to do Kibbud Dabareim. Perhaps, we can suggest that the reason why the Rambam says there's a Chiyuv to do the Mitzvah Kibbud Dabareim, even if his father's a Rosha, is because the Rambam learned that the din of Kibbud Dabareim is a din of Priyas Choyv. A person has a debt to a Rosha, is mechuyev to give back his debt. Doesn't make a difference whether he's a Rosha or not a Rosha, is mechuyev to pay back the Choyv. If a person's father is a Rosha, he's mechuyev to do Kibbud Dabareim because he has to look at Kibbud Dabareim as a Priyas Choyv. Priyas Choyv to his parents, whether he's a Rosha or not a Rosha, there's a chiyuv to be Priyas Choyv. As the Chayadim says, somebody doesn't do this mitzvah, call Mishayin and Achabdom, Nikar Rosha. Somebody who doesn't do the mitzvah is called a Rosha, because Leiva Rosha Velei Shalim, that's a Choyv. A Choyv doesn't make a difference who he was, what he was, is a Chiyuv to do the mitzvah of Kibbud Avayim. Similarly, the Gemara says that Ish Sipek B'yodei La'asos, Isha Ein Sipek B'yodei La'asos. A woman is not Mechuyiv to do the mitzvah of Kibbud Avayim, as like the man is Mechuyiv. When she's married, she's Meshubad to her husband, and therefore she's not mechuyev to do the mitzvah of Kibbud Dabareim. Perhaps with this idea, one can explain what the Gemara says when the Gemara says, Nizgar Shoshneim Shovin. If the lady is divorced, the woman is divorced, then the chiyev comes back on the lady as much as it was beforehand, before she was married, she has a chiyev, she's mechuyev, just like the man is mechuyev to be the mitzvah of Kibbud Dabareim. While she's married, she's not near her father, she's by her husband, so therefore there's no chiyuv. The Rishayim asked Kasha, when the Gemara says, Garsha Shneim Shovin, once she's divorced, she's equal to a man. The Meiri and the Ritva asked Kasha, what's the Gemara telling us? Garsha Shneim Shovin. That when she's divorced, she goes back and she's got the same chiyuv as a man. What's the chiddush? It's poshut over. She's not meshubat to her husband anymore. So if she's not meshubat to her husband, avada she's mechuyev to do the mitzvah kibbud avayim. Both the Meiri and the Ritva both answer that because she was at one stage not mechuyev because she was meshubat to her husband, so therefore one might have thought that she's not mechuyev anymore the mitzvah kibbud avayim. Perhaps, and this is going a little bit further, that the reason for this havanina, that she shouldn't be mechuyev, is because the Gemara understood that the idea of Kibbud Avayim, it's a choyv. It's a choyv which a person is mechuyev to his parents, a debt which is mechuyev. One might have thought that when a person gets married, this choyv is nullified. Because one's mechuyev to the husband and not to the father anymore, that there's no chiyev anymore to the parents. If there's no chiyev to the parents anymore, So even if she'd be divorced, then maybe there's no chiyuv at all anymore. Once the chayiv is paka, once it's nullified entirely, maybe it doesn't come back. Says the Gemara that nisgasho shneim shovim. The Gemara comes and says the chiddush to us that even if it was nisgasho, the chiyuv comes back. The cause when she was married, if she was married, there was no chiyuv, there's no chayiv. But once she gets divorced, that chayiv comes back.
What happens if both parents are divorced and both ask for something at the same time? Who does she have to follow? Normally, because she has to listen to the Baal. Here, it doesn't have that case. So how do you decide which one?
On the Gemara brings down the whole idea of kibud av ein. The Gemara asks, "Avheichom kibud av ein? How far does kibud av ein? Shalosh Rebelezer, avheichom kibud av ein? How far does it go?" And the Gemara, famous Gemara, Suru Ma'asay b'tzchav nechad l'aved ba'ashkelon Doma ben Yosina Shmoy, the famous Gemara about Doma ben Yosina, how he's mechabed his father with the stone which was underneath it, or the stone or the key to the box was underneath his father's pillow or his leg, whatever it was. And all the Mepharshim asked the question that we need to learn from a goy how far kibud av ein goes. What's the Dom ben Asina? We need to learn from him, from a goy, the mitzvah of kibud av ein. I saw from the Shvab in his sefer, he brings down, he says similar lines to what we've been talking about this morning, that the idea of kibud av ein, there's two halakim to the mitzvah of kibud av ein. There's a mitzvah sichli of kibud av ein, and that is even shayach by a goy. It says, the Gemara says that the Medrash brings down that Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. It says that 26 days to Matan Torah there was Derech Eretz. There's a chi of Derech Eretz. We find that Sodom were punished because there was Nachmasas Orechim. We find that Avram had a tzvir on Avimelech for the fact the way that he asked first about his wife and then about Iskei Achid and Rishtia. We find that Amri Nemoyel, the way they were not mechabed the Eden, they were punished for it, and they got it. So even though it's not Shavah Mitzvah in Neinoach, nevertheless there is an Indian of a mitzvah sichli which one understands oneself, a logical thing that one has mechuv to the mitzvah kibud av ein. So ad heichon mitzvah kibud av ein, how far does it go in the mitzvah sichli of paying back a chuv to one's parents? That goes, we see even from Dom and Ben Nesina, how far he went to do the mitzvah kibud av ein. And the Gemara brings another case. The Gemara says that ki osur of dimi omar pa machas haya lovish sukan shazov. This Dom ben Asina was wearing special clothing, special beged, which for gold. While Yosha ben gedeli roimi, he was sitting amongst the gedelim of roimi. Ubo asa imoy, his mother came along, the karatam imena, and she tore it up in front of him, the tofkolei aroishoy, and she spiokolei befono, she spat at him. And we see Veloy Echlino, and he didn't do anything back to her, he didn't put her to shame. And Tosis adds on there, Tosis says, Yesh b'medrash, shahoysa m'turefes midato. That she lost her mind, this lady. So, Shvab asked the Kasha, he says that, what does Tosis have to be moisif, that she was m'turefes, that she lost her mind? Well, what's the chiddush? He explains, according to what we've been saying now, it's understood. If she would have come and done this, the kas, in order to put into shame the Bazoisoi, the Rabbim, so then there would be no chiyuv of Hakoras HaToiv. She wouldn't be chiyuv to do so. He's not chiyuv to be soivel any bad, any evil which is done to him by his parents. If she's gemeles leiro, she does something bad to him, then he's not mechuyu to react or not react the way that he did. Comes along Tosis and says, the shame of the Medrash, shayisa muturetas bedata. She lost her mind. She wasn't with it. So then there's a chiddush of the still a chiyuv of hakaras hatzeis to his parents. If it's not done by chavona levazei soisai, so then there's still a chiyuv of kibud av ein. Perhaps now, a few minutes, there's a Mishnah in Bov Metzia. The Mishnah says that avedas oviv, avedas ravoi,
is Avedas Rabbi Pigemis.
And then the Gemara says, Mishnah. Shach has an interesting view from the Mishnah in Bav Metzia, in the end of Eva Metzia. The Mishnah says, it's famous Mishnah. Avedosoy v'avedos oviv, avedosoy kedemes. The person is mechuyev first to bring his own avedah. Then the Gemara brings, if it's rabbi, is avedos oviv, avedos rabbi, shal rabbi kedemes, shal oviv hevi elayim azeh, v'rabbi shlim dechochma vi elachayim abo. Im oviv chochom, shal oviv kedemes. Hoya oviv v'rabbi noisin masui. If they were carrying a load, maniach es shal rabbi, v'achakach maniach es shal oviv. First he goes and helps his father, his rabbi, and then he goes and helps his father. So the Rishash asks that over here we see a shinui in the Lashon. Here it says maniach et sharaboy va'achakach maniach et sharaboy, and then he goes and does his father. He helps his father. Whereas before we see avedos rabbi avedos oviv avedos rabbi kedemes. Here we see a Lashon of achakach afterwards. Says the Rishash, and he doesn't explain it. The Rishash says that when it comes to a masa of load helping his father or helping his rebbe, if it's possible for him to do both, then fucking he does both. But if it's only possible for him to do one, then it's poshut that he goes and helps his father, not his rabbi. Do poshut. He doesn't explain. Perhaps with this idea of a priyas choy, we can understand this, he says. That firstly, avedos rabbi, avedos oviv, there's no mitzvah kibbutz of the aim. Here, when it comes to helping the master of his father and the master of his rebbe, besides the help of the mitzvah of oviv tazav, there's also a mitzvah kibbutz of the aim. And if he's only shaykh him to do one of those two, so obviously the priyas choy, the chiyuv of a choy to his parents comes first before the choy of a rabbi. It could be that there's no choy to his rabbi. It could be that the choy is only a choy to his father. And that's why when there's only a possibility of being a kaim, this mitzvah, either his father or his rabbi, so then the master of oviv comes before the master of rabbi. Whereas, by something else, avedos oviv, avedos rabbi kedemes, is talking about where it's either one or the other. And then where it's one or the other, then it's a possibility that it's avedos rabbi kedemes. Whereas over here, where we're talking about the masui of oviv rabbi, if it would be, the Mishnah is talking about a hechatim, so where he'd be able to do both. If it's possible for him to do both, then he first does the masa, maniachas shal rabbi, v'achach maniachas shal oviv, v'achachach. But says the Rishash, if it's only one or the other, then there's a chi of poshut on his father. Why should there be a chi of poshut on his father? That is because there's a priyas choyiv, which a person is mechuyiv to do to his parents, which he hasn't got. So this is an unlimited choyiv which a person has, which a person hasn't got to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.